backbone person or even experience backup support.
Yeah, backup.
Thank you. Some of you have come to me for one-on-ones in the last few months, so I'm afraid I'm going to be repeating myself for you briefly. The others have not. But I do want to speak a little about the energies of this year. As you well know, I always channel, prior to the year, a theme for the upcoming year. And normally the theme is a very big outward theme, like it was magic carpet ride into the unknown last year and stuff like that. This year, it's the opposite. It is an inward theme. It is the search for the who am I. So it's a very introspective year. And the masters have explained that this is vital, that we start looking at ourselves, re-examining all our aspects, our behavior, thought patterns, our belief systems, our ways of functioning. And they also gave a technique, a little exercise, which I'm afraid I'm not going to give you today because it's too long to explain. But if anyone does want to know about it, I'm happy to talk about it later. All of us are introspectors. We are naturally that. But I'm afraid to say 9/10 of the world's population are not. This year, those who are in danger to themselves, are those who absolutely refuse to look at themselves. People who say, what is all this spiritual therapy crap? You just live life, man. People who say, black is black, white is white, there's no gray. People who say, my way or the highway. People who say, it's always your fault, never my fault, I never look here, it's always you. All these kinds of people are going to be massively shaken up by their own higher souls. To say, look at yourself. Come on, buddy, look at yourself. So, to cite an example, I know a certain person who fights with everyone and then always points a finger and says, they did it to me, I did nothing, they were so rude to me. So, this year, she's just fighting with everybody one by one, and people are shunning her. And she's still not looking here to say, how is it everybody's only fighting with me? So she hasn't got there yet, but she's getting lonelier and lonelier. This is her shake-up, because the universe is saying, come on, have one more fight, maybe you'll wake up then. One more fight, come on. In exactly the same way, guys, yes, we are self-seekers and self-searchers, but we have areas we resist, all of us. And those are going to be prodded by the universe. I have no shame in sharing my issues. One of my issues is not being able to say no to people. It's quite common, I think, among many of us. So again, certain person is dumping everything on me and saying, I can't handle it, you do it, you fix this, you do this, you do this. And so far I've been saying yes and getting very resentful. Now I have to learn to say, okay, these two or three things I know you can't do when you're older, I'll help you with this, but this you can do, you deal with it, I'm not. I'm starting to do that, and of course there's huge eruptions. She's calling me heartless and mean and nasty and whatever, but that's what I have to do for me. So like this, we all have areas we also need to look at, and they will be tested this year. Now, further than this, the new year did not begin on the 1st of January. The calendar year began on the 1st of January. Energetically, the new year began on the tail end of February, because Earth passed through a massive energy portal towards the last week of Feb. And only when the new frequencies came in did the new year start energetically. So really our new year began in March. And these new frequencies that have come into our bodies are cosmic energies of a like we've never seen or experienced before. So they're brand new to all of us. Some people on Earth are mistakenly calling them AI, artificial intelligence. And the masters have explained to me that AI is a fragment of the new frequency that's coming. What's really coming in is CI, cosmic intelligence. AI deals with very superficial stuff. Chat GPT, robotics, and everyone's panicking on Earth. Oh my God, my jobs are going to go and students will never study again and all of this. It's teething problems, nothing to worry about. People panicked when Google started. And that's a fragment. CI, which is the new flow, is opening us up, all of us, every human. I don't mean spiritualists, I mean everyone, to a cosmic flow, which is what I would call the universal web, not the World Wide Web. So in other words, we are slowly learning to become super cosmic computers ourselves. And not computers in a horrible way. I'm talking about accessing universal cosmic information we could never access before. Which is actually what most of us do when we are healing, channeling, in meditation. You're automatically hooking up to the universal web. But then you stop your work and you come back to normalcy. Now we are being taught bit by bit to tap into this frequency at all times. Now this doesn't mean we walk around like channeling zombies, of course not. It just means being in flow, whether you're on the road or buying vegetables or at a party. And it's the divine right of every human. You don't have to be some grand spiritualist. You can be a bricklayer or a chartered accountant. It's your divine right to access this for your growth and evolution. Whatever you want to use. And exactly the same way that you can use a search engine on Earth, Google or these other ones, productively to study and grow and evolve, or you can use it to learn to build a bomb, CI can be used either way. CI is not good or bad. It's how we use it that's going to prove to us as a human race who we are. So this new frequency has come in, and the master said the human race has to learn to use it. Every kingdom, barring the human race, is already using it naturally, normally, easily, smoothly. Birds, animals, plants, every one of them. We are the only exception. And it's a deliberate exception because we have to learn to tap into these frequencies and now start accessing them for our benefit. So the masters have given us a three-step process, which I'm going to share. But before I get there, what they said is, starting this year, March, and I'm quoting the masters in one of my meetings, they said, we have been like doting mothers on a playground, all these millennia, and you've been like toddlers, and we've been holding you up by the waist and teaching you to walk. Starting this year with these new frequencies, they are starting to release this hold on us so that we find our balance and touch the power inside to work for ourselves. This is why, frankly, starting March, many people, and check yourselves, you will have noticed this, many people are suddenly feeling unsupported, unloved, abandoned. Many people are saying, what's happened to my connection? I had such a strong connection and it's not there now. People are feeling very lonely, very isolated, very confused about things that are happening in their lives, don't know how to deal with it. It's because this grip that the masters have always had on us is being loosened now, that we're starting to feel this till we find our own balance. Think about this practically, guys. As parents, you would do this to your child when he's a young child, but you can't hold the child up forever. He has to learn to walk. You have to release that hold. So the masters have assured us, we are not going anywhere. We are not abandoning you. Please don't think that. We are still here to guide, to advise, to help, but not to hold you up now. I'm going to give you a very practical example of this that I am going through as a channel. All these years, I think I've been a working channel for what now, since the early, about 24 years, 25 years. Ever since I started, I was taught and I followed the same system that before I start a meeting or a one-on-one session, I kind of relax, I open my crown chakra, I invite whichever master wants to work through me into my body, then I embrace the people in front of me and I take the energy back. This is how I've always worked. Whether it's one person or a room full makes no difference. I've followed this sort of flow. Now the masters have said, no opening your crown chakra. We are not going to come into you. You have to generate the power from inside you and embrace the person and take it back. You have to carry your own meeting. We are still here to guide you, but we're not holding you up now. This is making me very insecure. I've been doing this for the last 2-3 weeks. And it's like you've always swum with a life jacket and suddenly that life jacket is gone and you have to keep yourself afloat. And it starts making me nervous that, am I generating a genuine meeting? Is it really happening? After all these years, suddenly I'm questioning that. Because this is now I have to generate it from here. They've not abandoned me. They're still here. They're still working with me. But I have to keep it afloat now. So this is just an example. But you will find the same thing happening now. Let us say, you are wanting to solve an issue that's worrying you. In the past, you probably called on the master to help and guide you. You can still call on him, but you have to figure it out from here now. Doing self-healing, again, you can ask for help, but you have to heal from here. So it's a big, big shift. And this is confusing, particularly channels, people who are accustomed to doing Reiki or any kind of modality they've studied. Because all these modalities involve a flow from above. That flow is still there, but you have to generate the Reiki from here now. Can't generate it from there. So please be aware of this. And now lastly, here is the 3-step process the masters gave us. You'll find this with working with your clients now. You know, you'll find it so, you'll find that you have to generate the energy here. And it's actually very exciting because bit by bit we're learning, my God, I am powerful. The energy is in me. So here's the 3-step process. The master said start by spending just a few minutes, preferably daily, if not as frequently as you can, going inside yourself and starting to recognize the new cosmic frequencies that are already there. You don't have to bring them in, they're there. They came in early March. But the thing is, our cells don't recognize them because the vibration of this cosmic frequency is so much higher than the cellular vibration. They don't recognize them. So we have to recognize them. So you go inside in silent meditation and you ask them to reveal themselves to you. You probably won't get this the first time you try. You may have to try 5 or 6 times. It took me 2 weeks, frankly. It took me 2 weeks. But they will reveal themselves to you in a unique way. There's no one way. One person may start feeling or seeing colors. Another person may feel vibrations. A third person may see sacred geometrical symbols. Someone else may smell a fragrance. I know one person who hears an internal hum. And frankly, none of this may happen, but you may just start knowing it. Just now I know it's there, without any indication of sight or smell or sound. Just like we all know there is oxygen in the air, right? You can't smell it or see it or touch it, but you know it's there. You really know it. In the same way, you can just know this is here. So it will come to you the way it comes. That's step one. Then you go to step two, the moment you've recognized them. The sort of link has been formed. Then you go to step two, which is you start using them exclusively for yourself, for anything that you want. This could be, let's say you have an ache or pain. Then you have to go inside, access those energies, take it to that area, and massage it, heal it, start to bless it. Let's say you're confused about something and you can't think straight about what to do. Go inside, activate these energies, take them to your brain, vibrate the brain with them, rethink the situation. Let's say you're emotionally upset about something. Go inside, activate these, massage your emotional body in your heart, breathe, come out of it better. Anything for you inside, mental, physical, or emotional. Once you're a little familiar with that, no time limit here, whenever you're familiar with that, then you go to step three and the last step, which is using it outside. So you want to help heal somebody, access these energies, do the same techniques you've done, but direct them through your hands or through your energies to the person. You have a court case out there. Harness these energies from inside, bless the court case, start vibrating it, cleaning it out. Anything outside, you have a problem with someone, start using these energies to smoothen out the relationship between you and the other person. Anything outside you. So it's a three-step process. I'll tell you frankly, I'm still stuck on step two because I've not mastered it yet, so I'm not moving further. I'm still working with that. It's an exciting new time, guys. It's a time now, how many years have we been talking about the power is inside us, touch it, you are the God inside you. These are all words. Now, you have to do it. You have to do it.
You have to live it.
You have to live it. Thank you. You have to live it. You have to be it. Any questions, then I'll start.
No, for a long time I've been feeling panic and abandonment.
Abandonment and panic.
Yeah.
Very common with this. Because, Ruki, we've all, you know, whether we've been religious people or spiritual people, either way, we've relied on them to hold us up.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's become second nature. So we're not even aware of it now. And suddenly that release is happening. But they're not going anywhere. It's still there. It's still there. And we must remember that. Any other questions or comments?
Even I suddenly didn't get any panic for no reason.
So, do this three-step process, and when you come to step two, start taking it up into your heart, your brain, for this panic thing. Calm yourself down. Okay, please don't mistake what I'm saying. Let us say you have a favorite master. Okay? You can still call on your favorite master. Please be with me. I'm going to work for me right now. You please be with me, help me, support me, guide me. But I'm doing the work. You have to initiate it. That's the only thing.
Like when you say, I say I'm handing it over to you.
Lovely. I'm so glad you brought this up.
I can't do anything.
You can't do that anymore.
Just repeat that, please.
Okay, come on. She said, Mer said, if I have a problem, can I still say to the master, anything, I have an emotional stomach problem, physical problem, can I hand it over to the master? Mer Baba in his book used to say, give me your problems and I will carry them for you. And many masters said the same equivalent. That was appropriate for that energy time. We were in kindergarten, so your mama used to carry your school bag for you. It was okay in kindergarten. Now as an adult, mama can't carry the bag anymore. Now you have to carry the bag. So you can still call on the master and say, please support me and help me. I'm having this problem. I want to fix it. Be with me, guide me, show me where to go. But I'm going to do the work. And you've got to believe that. Can't say I'm giving it to you now.
That work is what? Go to the doctor?
Could be go to the doctor. It could be go to a therapist. It could be working on yourself. It could be anything. You have to see what the guidance is. Could be all three. Could be all three. Could be all three.
Can I just add?
Please.
What, when I sat with this, what I got, one word: take charge. Now you drive the car. Take charge. So the onus is with you now. You can't say I surrender is different. You surrender to him always. But you cannot say I surrender, now the problem is yours. Now it is okay, help me with the understanding how to resolve this. But you still take the ownership of resolving it.
Does this also apply to decisions? Because a lot of times I say that whatever is meant to be.
Okay. She said, does this apply to decisions? Because very often I say, whatever is meant to be, is meant to be. One minute. Surrender, this comes to surrender. Surrender is a very misunderstood concept. I learned this the hard way. I always learn the hard way.
Cancel, don't say that.
Sorry. Cancel. I used to always learn the hard way. No more. Thank you. So when I came back to India and I was looking for theatre work, and I was taught by Mehru, surrender. So I sat back and I prayed and I said, I surrender. If it's meant to come to me, it will. If it's not meant to come to me, it won't. No phone ever rang, nobody ever called me. Nothing happened. Then I got angry. I'm surrendering and you're not giving me anything. And I surrendered. I sat back. And then I was told, you idiot. Surrender is not that. That is putting out the energy of total ambivalence. So the universe will only give you ambivalence back. Surrender means, and I'm using the example of an actor. I want this role. I have to make all the phone calls I can. I have to study the script. I have to ask for the audition, I have to prepare, I have to go there and do the best audition I can give. And then I release the outcome. Having done everything I can do, then I surrender and say, now that I've put in my full effort, if this role is meant to come to me, I'm going to welcome it. And if it's not, please give it to the person who needs it. That is surrender. Not sitting at home and saying, phone will ring. So same thing with a problem. It's up to you to look at it from different angles, seek advice, talk to someone, get guidance, help yourself, think about it, do what you have to, and then release the outcome.
No, it's a decision. So I'm deciding what course to take.
Take ownership of deciding first.
And not that saying
that I have to decide, help me decide. That's still okay. Help me decide, show me all the ways, show me all the perspectives, sit and ponder over it. Come to a decision.
Not that if this person calls me back, then it's meant to be.
No. You have to still ponder over it, come to the decision, and then whether the decision works for you or no, that you have to release. Sorry, I just jumped.
That's fine. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions? Otherwise, we'll go further. Ruby, will you please put those lights off? Thank you. All those. Thank you. Yes, can you wait?